I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Prosecutors in Chile raided four dioceses as a part of their investigation into cases of clerical sex abuse. Following the raid, a spokesman for one of the prosecutors stated that information that had been gathered from previous raids is what led to the searches of other dioceses. The information obtained was related to a case involving Father Oscar Munoz Toledo. Father Munoz is the former chancellor of the Archdiocese of Santiago. In July of 2012, he was arrested after being accused of abusing seven minors since 2002. In addition to looking into Father Munoz, officials are also investigating the possible existence of a sex abuse ring in Rancagua. Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign manager, has agreed to plead guilty to federal charges and cooperate with special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation in exchange for avoiding a second trial. It's not known what information Manafort will provide the investigation. However, Manafort's cooperation assures the investigation will likely extend past the November midterm elections. Within the last year, Mueller has obtained plea agreements from a former national security advisor who lied to the FBI about discussing sanctions with the Russian ambassador, a campaign aide who brought up the possibility of meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and another aide who had been indicted along with Manafort. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh has denied an allegation of sexual misconduct from when he was in high school. The New Yorker reported that there was an incident that took place at a party when Kavanaugh was a student at Georgetown Preparatory School. The New Yorker also stated that the woman accusing the Supreme Court nominee sent a letter to Democrats about the allegation. Kavanaugh's statement denying the claim followed news that Senator Dianne Feinstein, a leading Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, stated she had received information about Kavanaugh, although Feinstein would not say publicly what that information was. 19 martyrs of Algeria will be beatified on December 8th in Oran, Algeria. A statement by the country's bishops said that the six women and 13 men gave their lives, quote, for the least, the sick, and the men, women, and young people of Algeria, and added that they hope that their examples of Christian life, quote, help us in our life today. The 19 martyrs were killed between 1993 and 1996 when Algeria was in a 10-year-long armed conflict between the government and extremist Islamic rebel groups that resulted in tens of thousands of people dying. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericaMagazine.org.